So as October is Depression and Mental Health Awareness Month, the first week of October is recognized as Mental Illness Awareness Week to bring awareness about mental health and provide support and treatment options for those who suffer. Well, one organization does this year-round. We are talking about NAMI, Greater KC, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are about to unite for a day of hope. On the line is the Outreach Coordinator, Heidi Custon. How are you doing today, Ms. Heidi?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, and we appreciate the work that you all do, you know, in the aftermath, you know, of COVID. So many people struggle with mental illness. I'm so glad it's coming to the forefront of more conversations. But tell us about the walk that is taking place, a United Day of Hope, Mental Health for All, this upcoming October 14th, if I'm not mistaken.
So NAMI Walks is going to be October the 14th at Mackin Park in North Kansas City. It starts at 9. It's going on until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's not just a walk. We're having a lot of fun activities going on. We have dancers. We have singers. We have cute little Frenchy dogs that drive little motorized cars around and lead the walk. We are going to have DJ there, Casey Wolf.
Oh, okay.
And it's just going to be a lot of fun, and it's important that we raise awareness mm-hmm. in a fun way.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, we embrace humor as healthy with NAMI, and, you know, and everyone should be able to enjoy life.
I absolutely agree, because we have to treat mental health as if it is a chronic issue. Now, what are some ways that NAMI supports those who are struggling with mental illness as far as resources and support, Heidi?
Oh, NAMI is just wonderful. Personally, I feel like they saved our family, you know, from
wow.
so much stress. They offer support groups for families of people living with mental illness, for people living with mental illness, classes. We have basically we advocate and we offer support and we educate. Mm-hmm. And it's all peer led. So that means, for example, I lead a family support group. I have to have a family member who lives with a mental illness. If I lead a peer support group, I have to live with a diagnosis myself. Same thing with all of our classes. It's just, mm-hmm. it's incredible what they do. And it's all free. They
oh
don't charge
gosh.
Anyone.
And that's why it's so important that we support this walk, because of the work that you do. Heidi, for people who want to register and get more information about the walk taking place October 14th, what do they need to do, Heidi?
Just go to www.namiwalks.org and go to NAMI Greater Kansas City. You can create a team of your own, or you can join an existing team. You don't have to donate. We appreciate donations, of course, but if you're not in a place where you can't donate, it's still okay to join a team. Just show up and have a good time.
All right. Don't forget NAMI Walks, United Day of Hope, Mental Health for All. Get the details at namiwalks.org. That's namiwalks.org, and search for NAMI Greater Kansas City. We look forward to the walk, Mackin Park in North Kansas City, 9 a.m. And I also thank you all for the work that you do and the free resources that you all provide to help those wrestling with mental illness. Thank you so much, Heidi.
Thank you.